Hello, this is Pete.
Hello.
Cook. Hey, Pete.
Howdy.
How are you? This is Pete Cook.
Fine.
Yeah, this is the Bright Lights Pathfinder show on BBS Radio. Welcome.
Well,
everybody, this is my guest host tonight, Pete, known as Jedi Pete. I've known him for 14 years. Thought I'd have him on for Valentine's Day. Hey, Pete.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Yeah, Pete and I met back in college. He came up, I was under a tree meditating and practicing my body language classes, and was like, this guy was over at the across the way, and came over and asked for a jump start, which was a light. We exchanged stones, and there we went from a 14-year relationship of a good friendship, right, Pete?
That's right.
Yeah. And I was writing in my journals.
Uh-huh.
The good old Pathfinder. I wonder where that thing went, Pete.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Probably locked in the trunk of your wrecked car somewhere.
Yeah, that car that got stolen, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Had everything in there, didn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh. What all was in that journal? Had the timelines and everything in there.
Could be so.
Yeah. Pete's an avid astrologer. That's how I met him. He read me with astrology when I first met him. And I was just beginning on my path with the Native Americans. He introduced me to Bridget, which took me to the Seneca Reservation. Good old Bridget.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Dash right.
Yeah. Pete, you never go dash right. What you doing?
What's that?
So, what is it that you told me one time that I was a monkey or a goat or something like that?
Oh, yeah, you're born on the cusp of the year of the monkey and the goat. You're like right there on the last day of one and the beginning of another.
Yeah, I just had a birthday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
The cusp and all that stuff. See, I don't know anything about astrology.
Well, basically, when the Chinese have a different way of delineating years than the Western world, and essentially theirs begins anywhere from January the 1st on out to February the 18th sometimes. You know, like this year is the year of the rat, so it started February the 7th. And when you were born, the last day of the year of the goat was February the 11th, and the first year, or the first day of the year of the monkey was February the 12th. And so you're born on the cusp of one year ending and another beginning. So you have influences from both years, which makes you who you are.
I see. You used to call me the chameleon.
Well, yeah. And?
Yeah.
Your point with that is what?
I guess because I was many different colors and things, I don't know.
Yeah, you're very changeable and adaptable to whatever situation you would find yourself in.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I found it
always doing your always doing your best to fit into whatever situation.
Yeah.
You could find.
Mhm.
So.
Yeah. Well, how did you get into astrology?
One bad relationship too many caused me to try and figure out what it was about me that was causing me to pick women to have a relationship with that weren't working. So I thought, well, let's look into astrology. And I got into the Western astrology, and it was like, no, this this can't be all there is to it. So I stumbled upon a book by Susan White called The New Astrology, and kind of paged through it till I found my own, because, you know, we're more interested in ourselves than we are other people for the most part. And I read about me, and I was completely shocked that they had me nailed down to a T like they did. And so I read up on a few other people that I was close to, and sure enough, it really reflected their personalities pretty well. And it's, you know, 3 or 4 pages on each individual sign. And since there's 12 Chinese years and 12 Western astrological signs, they combine those together to form 144 different basic personalities. Now, of course, you know, the way that they describe people, basically they tell you what you have a propensity to be like, you know. In other words, you have the opportunity to become what it says. Doesn't necessarily mean you've gone there, or, you know, perhaps you just haven't matured enough to get to the, you know, some of the areas that they're talking about, or some of the traits. You know, it all depends on the individual, how self-actualized they have become in the course of their life.
Well, when you first walked up to me, you just spit out everything about me, and I was just flabbergasted.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know you from Adam.
Right. Because I was pretty fresh up on that book that I had been reading and studying for the past, I don't know how many years, I guess, maybe 10 years. And
that was the day that my girlfriends went on Oprah, I believe. The twins, Sonny and Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was late to their party because we were so involved in exchange. I had never done totem or animal cards or anything, and I was even looking at those at that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we went to
that tree.
Yeah, but didn't we go to a New Age store?
We went to Rainbow Path, and I kept saying I heard 1111 in that Alina book.
Uh-huh.
And you kept saying, where are you getting that? And they only made 200 of those books, and sure enough, there was one.
Uh-huh.
That white book.
Yeah, with the blue, light blue lettering or what have you.
Mm-hmm. And then we went downtown and took pictures of the first digital clock, one of the first digital clocks, and it was out at 1111.
Yeah.
And we acted like we were going up. We went up to that top of that building that was being built.
Uh-huh.
There's a bus up there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NCMB Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man. And then you introduced me to Bridget and started me on that path with the Sundancing and Sundances and the powwows and the sweat lodges and the, gosh, that path. And you are a real major part of my life, of the path that I've been going on.
Oh, yeah.
Which are great. I'm real grateful. And most of my writings came from you when you went silent on me. You know, and I learned how to be silent within and go into myself and learn. We started the Pete-ism and Kathy-ism, where I made you a plaque that when you were pulling out that gravel, and you said you can't force it, you got to encourage it along with patience.
Right.
And we put that towards everything that we could think of in life, how you can't force things, you got to encourage it along with patience.
Right.
And that was a Pete-ism, and the Kathy-ism became seek understanding, not answers, because God knows all the answers, and more questions come with more answers. And
well, that's
just
the truth.
A little bit of our history. And then I started reading a lot and giving you a lot of readings, and, well, I call it intuitive intuitions and instincts.
Right.
Yes. Right. So, last week we had a really interesting conversation on, I was reading up on the masonry and how they made it be and how I was, you know, raised Christian, but am, you know, also with loving the way the Wiccans do their ways and the shamans do their ways, and you were talking about a book you were reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Lost Treasures of the Templar Knights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was a combination of history and, I guess, folklore maybe, but, you know, essentially it talked about how, the ancient secrets are being protected by, or were protected by, the Knights of the Templar, and they were being directed by another group, but I can't pronounce that name right now because I don't have it in front of me, and it's French. So anyway, they were like the inner super secret circle of that group. And they supposedly, according to what this book was saying, gathered all the secrets from the time of Solomon and David, you know, and the the genealogy of Jesus and his family and the apostles and whatnot, and hid it in secret so that it would not be destroyed by, you know, the Romans or the Philistines or whoever was, you know, opposing the new Christianity. Oh. And it also talked about how, you know, a lot of the holidays that we have now are all pagan, or a lot of them were pagan holidays, that, like, Christmas Day, the 25th of December, was a pagan holiday where they would celebrate the sun god. And so the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, wanted to do away with these old pagan rituals, so what they decided to do was call, they didn't really know when Christ was born, so they just figured, okay, we'll celebrate it on December the 25th, and that way, you know, while we're partying and celebrating about Jesus, the pagans will be partying and celebrating about the sun god, which turned out to be the Son of God, you know, that everybody would mesh together and form one united religion over time. Of course, we see how well that worked out, but, you know, that was some of their, what they did. And Easter was, you know, the spring solstice, where they had a lot of celebrations and pagan rituals, and they figured, okay, well, we've got to celebrate Christ rising from the tomb, so let's just go ahead and make it right when they're having their spring solstice, and, you know, that way, you know, we can combine those events and they can get used to, you know, hearing about Jesus and his teachings and whatnot. And then, you know, perhaps we can get them to convert and start paying money to the church, and, you know, we'll make money off of them too and can control their...
So what's the name of this book?
The Lost Treasures of the Templar Knights.
Huh.
And I can't tell you who it's by because I've just boxed it up.
Oh, yeah, you're in Texas right now.
Yes, I'm temporarily. Grand Prairie, Texas, which is close to Dallas.
Uh-huh. Would you like to tell everybody what you do?
No, I would not.
I don't blame you.
Wouldn't want that getting out to the wrong ears.
I'll never tell.
That's good.
Okay. Well, you're also, you loaned me a book. I never did read the Shambhala and the
Tendai.
I never did read those, though, but I've got them for you.
You do?
But yeah, I still got them.
Okay. Well, boy, you missed out.
I know. I like to get mine from Spirit, my work from Spirit, you know, and see what I can get there. And write, do my writings, because, you know, Pete, I do some writing.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Surprised your fingers aren't shorter.
Yeah. That sure did get some
insight. Pounding on them keys and whatnot.
Yeah, but you know, I always write it in a journal first.
Mm-hmm.
Always writing in those journals.
Right.
Yeah. Giving those insights to myself that people can't hardly understand till later sometimes.
Right, it does have a delayed effect on it, most or a majority of it.
You remember
it's
when
like
I
you're
said
prophesizing stuff, and it's hard to relate to at the moment because it's so far in the future of
yeah.
what's happening today.
Remember when I said that name Cache, C-A-C-H-E, and then said when the internet of the wave of the communication would open and what date, and you were like, what?
Uh-huh.
And it did.
Yeah.
That was in the timeline and stuff.
All right. Yeah, you've made a lot of accurate prophecies or whatever you want to call it.
Neswadami. Swanami.
Swanam?
Yeah, I remember that big storm.
Which one? We've got a bunch of them.
When I told you that was going to hit in
the tsunami.
Yeah.
Yeah, you predicted the tsunami.
That 2 years before it happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. And then you told me about it again shortly before it started coming on the news that they might have that potentially happen.
Yeah.
To remind me of
yeah.
what you said. Mm-hmm.
I
yeah, all right.
I told you a lot. I tell you a lot of my secrets.
Uh-huh. Well, you got to tell somebody.
Yeah, I got to tell somebody.
Ain't no point keeping all that inside you.
I can't, man. I'll bust.
Yeah.
Just when I put it out there on the internet, somebody likes to take it and put it somewhere. So.
Well, yes. A good idea is a whole lot better to steal than a bad one.
Yeah, I don't mind them having it, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't put out there, what Aunt Rusty say, don't put out there in public what you don't want put in Times Square.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Uh-huh.
But I wish I could get those journals. At least I got most of them in writing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that Pathfinder was one heck of a book, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
did you work up an outline before you decided to have this interview with me?
No, we just talk like we do anyway. I never plan my shows. Never, ever.
Really? Just let them fly?
I do. I just let them fly.
Okay. Well.
I just thought maybe you would be a good Valentine since we've known each other so long, and you know my family, and I know your family, and we know each other's history, and you know anything you wanted to say about, you know, what you know about me or what I know about you, and you know, you have any questions or, you know.
I don't really have any questions at the moment. Nothing's come to mind.
Would you like to
like a psychically related question or just a question about life in general?
Would you like to take some calls? Give out the number?
We could if you want to.
The BBS phone number is toll free is 877-876-5227. That's USA only. And toll free USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. The direct line to BBS Radio Station 1 is 530-876-3222. This is Kathy Cook on Bright Lights Pathfinder Show speaking with Jedi Pete. And feel free to call in, get any kind of reading, any kind of questions. He is really good at astrology and readings, as well as I do different types of readings or just questions and answers. And there you have it. And so So, what you used to talk a lot about the star Orion, if I can recall.
Yeah, the constellation, you mean?
Yeah, the constellation Orion.
Well,
what drew you to that?
I don't know, I guess just the position of it in the sky. It's probably when I was a little kid, it was the first constellation I ever saw. You know, and I could always just pick it out of the night sky wherever I was, no matter where I was on the planet. So it just became like a, I don't know, a, I can't say landmark, that ain't right. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, just like a, you know, I read somewhere where Scorpio did something to Orion. Scorpio hurt Orion in the wars back in the day. And
oh, you mean mythology-wise?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just, I know what you're talking about, but I can't, you know,
but
pull
you
out the facts right now. They're,
I was corrected,
they're in a dust, dusty file.
You got me hooked on a book one time about it, and that's how I started with the spirit god look. Do you remember that book? It was Avatar or something was the name of it. And, yeah, you loaned it to me, and it was like a just a story where this woman went into the woods and learned all about herself, and she had a guide come to her and teach her how to live off the land and everything and learn about herself and go within herself. And that pretty much is how I started from that book to go within myself and start learning about myself.
Uh-huh.
And then you told me to get quiet and listen.
Right. Yeah, one of the first rules of meditation. Shut up. You know.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. This is Abby. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Abby. This is Pete.
It's good
Pete,
talking to you.
Pete, this is Abby.
Hello, Abby.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
All right, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Kathy, I thought I'd call in and see if I couldn't get a reading.
Well, sure.
See,
you
want to
start first?
Great night to have one.
Huh?
You,
I thought this would be a great night to have one Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, why not? So, are you in love with anybody that's in love with you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Yep.
Okay, well, when's your birthday?
August 31st.
August 31st. How about that? Okay. And what year?
62.
Say again, please.
1962.
62?
Correct.
Okay. And your significant other?
Birthday is August 31st, 1967.
Wow. Well, isn't that just something?
Isn't it?
Well, I bet there's just a whole lot of passion in that relationship.
Yes, there is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure that you two think alike so much so that it's just positively scary at times.
Once or twice.
And I think that probably you have gotten to the place where you can communicate with the, without even actually having to speak. You just read each other so well.
That has certainly happened.
Well, for you, you're obviously a Virgo, and as well as your significant other, and you are born the year of the tiger, and your other half is born the year of the goat. And,
okay.
You know, tigers are very kind of aggressive people or assertive people, you know, and goats are very passionate, and, you know, they tend to rely on their partner for some need they have, whether it be financial. spiritual, mental, emotional something. You know, you are basically the giver and they are the receiver in that respect. But there's some element in your relationship that they need that you provide, you know. And if they're not in a good place spiritually, then they can drain you while doing this if, you know, you're not, what do you call it, in a good spiritual condition.
She's in an excellent position.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like she's very happy, very content with her life, has nothing to complain about. You know, and if she did, it probably wouldn't matter anyway. You know?
No, nothing to complain about at all.
Well, that's good. And you're one of the happy few out there on the planet.
Yeah, very happy.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been seeing this person?
A little off and on for about a year. But now it's
about a year, huh? Okay, are you content the way it is?
Very much so.
Okay. Don't want to do nothing to, like, make it more permanent, let's say?
I would call it permanent now.
You would call it permanent now?
Yes,
okay.
I would.
Okay, well, then I don't see nothing but sunshine and roses for you two.
That's very good to hear. That's what I see, too.
Yeah.
Way to go, Ab.
You're going to have many happy Valentine's together.
Thank you.
Oh, Abby, it's great to hear you.
And Kathy, it's always good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you as well.
All right. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pete.
Uh-huh. Friend of yours, I take it?
Well, I know Abby, yeah.
Okay.
I've given her readings before, but I don't know anything about astrology readings. Not a thing.
Right. Well, everybody has their own, I believe, mechanism to do that with, you know?
Yeah, I just use my, whatever I've written in my journals or, you know, take them out there or, you know, the different ways that I do, you know, whatever suits me at that moment.
Right. Like you use numerology sometimes as a tool to get where you want to be.
Yeah.
Or, you know, your spirit
guides or what.
I don't even
know how to learn those numbers.
Again?
You know, it's like Daddy comes in to me and talks to me sometimes, but he doesn't, it's not a voice, it's a feeling.
Uh-huh.
You know, after Daddy passed away, a lot came to me.
Well, sometimes that's a catalyst for us.
Yeah. You remember my dad.
Yes.
Good strong man.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
What is a cusp? How do you know, like you said, I was a goat and a monkey. How do I know which one I'm more so of? Does it depend on my personality for the day? Hello? We there? Pete? Hello? Well, we seem to have lost Pete. Am I still on the air? Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air with Kathy Cook and Pete.
Hey, Kathy Cook, it's Tim Hubby.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Good, how are you?
This is Pete and Kathy.
Hey, I wanted to know if you could do a reading for me as well.
Sure, could you speak up?
Sure, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Pete, this is Tim.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Hey, good, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It was like a reading, Pete.
Okay. When's your birthday?
My birthday is September 6th. Do you need the year, too?
Yeah.
1968.
68. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
68. Wow. You're an inherently spiritual individual.
Thank you.
Of course, you're a Virgo, so you're very pragmatic about it. you know. Also, you know, at times you come across a little funky to some people, you know, because you have a kind of off-the-wall perspective on life as opposed to some of your contemporaries, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes they just don't know what to think about the way you express yourself or some of the ideas you have, you know. Because
yeah, that sounds right. Right on, man.
Yeah. And, but, you know, you shouldn't let it get to you. It's just, you know, you just have your own unique perspective on the world, and they just haven't gotten there yet, you know.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? I think when you're not in a good place, you tend to be rather suspicious of people, because people born in the year of the monkey, that's one of their things, you know. They just wonder if this person is really for real or not, you know. And, you know, that's, I don't know, if it becomes a problem in your life, or has been perhaps in the past, you know, it, I think you know enough about yourself to, you know, get into that calm, quiet place, you know, to get centered.
Yep.
And
absolutely, you, yeah.
Huh?
No, I said absolutely, you got it. I definitely have a unique perspective, and, you know, I do take a lot of time in my spirituality to step back and to contemplate before making decisions and jumping to any
right
conclusion.
Right. Yeah. You learn to tap into your gut. And,
yeah. Exactly.
And find out what's real instead of what you just, you know, imagine or, you know, what have you, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like you're doing really well on your spiritual path, you know. I think you're taking it very seriously, which is good for you, you know. Some people
absolutely
are casual and flippant about it, you know, like, uh-huh, yeah, whatever, you know, but you really, you're devoted to it.
You got that
where
right.
I'm picking up, you know. So are you in love with anybody that's in love with you?
Oh, yeah. I've been in love with a woman I married for the past 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
she's a wonderful person, and I'm really happy with my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Not enough people on the planet are happy with their lives.
Yeah, I lucked out, man. I lucked out. I got a great woman.
Yeah? Well, good. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Well, I really appreciate you giving me a reading. Very insightful.
Well, not a problem, man.
Good to hear from you, buddy. Having those college buddies coming on down.
Okay.
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 Okay. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. Thanks a lot. See you, Kat.
Sure,
you,
you're welcome.
Wow, Pete, you're doing great.
Hey, you know, I'm just doing what I do.
Big fella. I couldn't hardly hear him though.
I know he was kind of muffled there.
Yeah, sometimes when we get a caller in, it's because our voices are, you know, hooked in on the same line, and then the caller comes in and it's a little quieter.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Do you have a significant other, Pete?
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got many significant others.
You always have.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody's significant.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Good
answer. Uh-huh. Thought you were going to give me all that one, didn't you?
Not me. You've been my bestest friend for, what, 14 years or so?
Yeah.
I tell you what, good old little Ollie Lou's getting married.
Yes, indeed.
I gotta bring that up. I bring it up every show. Ashley's getting married in 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Times, they are changing.
Yeah, they are. Remember when she was a little.
That's right.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite subject to read about and study about?
Oh, wow.
Well,
that's a hard call. I'm interested in so many things. Can't just really nail it down to one.
Well, you're in a book.
Huh?
You are in a book.
I'm in a lot of books.
Yeah.
I'm in the phone book.
You move around so much. How are you in a phone book?
No, actually, I'm not in a phone book anymore because I don't have a landline. I just got cell lines.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we have about 20 minutes to go, and there's so much to talk about, I don't even know where to begin.
I see. Well,
because you remember that time you told me not to steal your thunder?
Yeah.
And I wrote, "Always come to me in the midst of the rain."
Right.
Yeah. I made a YouTube out of that.
Yeah. Didn't you send that to me?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. It's Reverend Dr. Kendra. How are you?
Hey, Reverend Dr. Kendra Van Hove.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Well,
yes,
apparently I'm the only one left in the loop that hasn't been read, so I'd like to be read.
Oh, was that Tim with the college buddies? I thought that was. He didn't sing.
Yeah, he's all set to bring those college buddies down there.
I tell you what, we're ready. Well, Pete, this is Dr. Reverend Kendra Van Hove.
Okay.
It is.
Nice to meet you.
You remember when I got so excited and you told me to be quiet and talk calmly that day on the phone?
Yeah. You were all
this
jacked up about that.
This is who I was so excited about.
Right. Well, it's good to meet you.
What's that?
I said it's good to meet you.
I was so excited when I first met you that he told me to shut up and be calm. And he said, "You're so jacked up about, or you've got to calm down and talk normal so I can understand you."
Yeah.
When I first met you, before we had even talked.
Yes.
Well,
we had a blast on the radio. It was fun.
So she wants a reading, Pete.
I know. I heard that. When's your birthday?
My birthday's August 31st, 1967.
Okay. Wow. You're not the same. Are you the other half of the person that called earlier?
I'm the other half of both people that called earlier.
Wait a minute. How can you do that? That's a threesome.
it's called polyamory.
It's called what?
Polyamory.
Polyamory. Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Huh. Isn't that cool?
It is cool. It's very cool.
Well, okay. Let's see. What can I tell you about you? Well, you know, this is interesting, really, because I have a friend that's born the same type of Virgo goat. You know, the same sign.
Yeah.
And she was instrumental in starting a group that's, you know, a spiritual progress group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people come and gather and discuss what's going on with them and try to grow spiritually. So, you know, from what I understand, just what a little Kathy has told me about you, that you're basically involved in the same thing.
Exactly.
You know? And it's kind of interesting.
It's
I know you have a huge passion for, you know, what you're trying to share or teach, however you want to put it, you know.
Yep.
And I think that your following is growing,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, people are, they're really reaching out for something other than what mainstream society has to offer.
Yep.
You know, and from what I understand, your path is a very old path that's been around before some of the newer paths
mm-hmm.
that are in existence today. You know, so you have a great history to tap into, and I think that you're probably very well connected in that path.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think you're going to affect the world in a very positive way by doing what you're doing.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. You know, but I really feel like you will.
Excellent.
Let's see. I think you have a lot of love to give to people.
Yep.
And you don't mind doing it.
Nope.
You're very generous with that. I think that surprises a lot of people. You know, especially new initiates.
Yep.
That you would care about them so passionately early on in your relationship with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's genuine. You know, it's not a contrived thing just to make yourself sound or look good. You actually believe in what you're doing.
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if I say any more, it's probably going to be BS. So that's all I got for you at the moment.
Well, no, that's great. I appreciate it. I really do. It's awesome.
You're welcome.
It's true. I do. I absolutely love what I do, and I love it with deep passion.
Mm-hmm.
They're great people, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, I love every new person I meet. Kathy, she and I just connected, you know. I think she's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. You are, too.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to have to come down there and visit you.
I know.
We're looking forward to it.
Are.
We'll make plans.
I know it.
It'll be great.
I know. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. You're welcome, Kathy. Nice to meet you, Pete.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Blessed be.
Yes,
blessed.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. They're so great. I've really enjoyed their friendship.
Well, that's a good thing.
They've taught me a lot, and, you know, just the joy of friendship and you know Beth Diamond, don't you?
Well, I know of her.
Yeah, I went to school with her. That's Abby's sister.
Really?
Yeah, Abby. And you know our dog Abby. Our two dogs, Abby, are named after Abby because we love our dogs so much.
Oh. You mean the girl that called in earlier?
Yeah.
Abby
called in earlier. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Pete. Hi. I just wanted to know if, how you guys doing? I wanted to know if I'm going to meet anybody special anytime soon.
What's your name?
Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Pete. You're doing
great. Well, when's your birthday?
September 4th, 1977.
September
4th?
Uh-huh. 77. Okay. Huh. Well, I don't even know why you're asking us that question, because you will know it before any of us do, as intuitive as you are. You know?
Yeah.
So you're just giving us a little exercise of what you're doing, right? That's right. Okay. Well, I don't know. How are you spiritually? Are you fit?
Not yet. I'm trying to actually get more spiritual. So I'm trying to go into that path.
Right. Okay. Let me think here. Are you still healing from past wounds?
Yes. I'm going through something right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I guess when you get to the place where... See, that's the thing, you know. People ask, am I going to meet anybody real soon? Well, you know, the thing is, you could meet somebody, but is it a caring and loving somebody? See, that's what you really want to know if you're going to meet, because a lot of the time you just meet somebody that's kind of halfway interesting and they're fun for a minute, and then you go, ooh, I wish I hadn't got involved in that person. You know, and I think sometimes maybe you have a propensity to just take what comes along as just something to do instead of waiting for that person that's better and healthier and more caring and loving for you. You follow me?
Yes.
Okay. And I think when you get to a place where you heal from this past situation that you're dealing with and are able to forgive that person for their part in, you know, making the relationship not work, and you've forgiven yourself for your part, then you'll be able to move on and, you know, find someone that is healthier, more spiritual, more loving, kind, and, you know, generous to be a part of your life.
Okay.
And that'll depend entirely upon you, you know, on how hard you work at what you need to be doing. And, you know, I can't give you a time frame on that. That's entirely up to you.
Okay.
But it won't be as long as you think it will.
Okay.
You know, it may seem like a long time when you're sitting there all lonesome and watching the television or playing on the internet wishing that you had somebody beside you that, you know, kind of hug on you and love on you and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not really a long time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. I hope that helped.
She's gone.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of times people want you to pinpoint, but you got to put it out there yourself, and you got to draw that towards you, you know.
That's right. Yep, you got to do the work if you want the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, I think, you know, it's important for us to stay positive, you know, but not at the risk of...
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Regina, and I was just calling to see if there's anything you guys can tell me.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
Pete is doing the readings this evening. He's my guest host.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, Regina.
This is Regina.
I said,
happy
hi,
Valentine's
Pete.
Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you too, hon.
Okay. So when's your birthday, Regina?
It's June 7th, 1975.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. You little Miss Gemini self, you. Let me think here. You're born the year of the cat.
The year of the cat?
Yeah. And
okay.
People born the year of the cat tend to be very intelligent, and being as how you're a Gemini, you're usually twice as intelligent as most people, and not to blow your ego up, but it feels like that to you.
Okay.
And I think that when you are interested in something, you will, you know, turn over every stone to find out everything you can about that particular subject or thing or person, you know, that has interested you. And, you know, whereas other people will just kind of give it a mild cursory view, you will delve deeply into the nuts and bolts of it all.
Correct.
Yeah. And I think professionally, if you devote the same energy to your avocation that you do your personal life or your personal interests, then, you know, you will go very far, you know. But on the same hand, you're very passionate about something in your life. And when it's going well, you know, there's nothing better. When it starts seeming like it's, you know, kind of like feels like to you it may be falling apart, you know, it's like you tend to go a little nuts.
You know? Okay.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry, you know, like like people are thinking about maybe it's a good idea to lock you up, you know. And because you just, sometimes you have a hard, your ego has a hard time accepting potential rejection, even though sometimes, you know, when a situation doesn't work out the way that you want it to, it's not because you're a bad person or because you did anything wrong. It's because,
Pete has, you know, a dry wit sense of humor, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini, so I'm figuring you're getting most of this. Anyway, you know, you. Oh, where was I? What was I saying?
Damn, you were saying lost that it. You were saying that she goes to different places and different aspects of her life, and her ego tends to go different ways.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when your ego gets involved in a situation, you find yourself feeling hurt or rejected or whatnot. You know, you want to get really angry and frustrated about it, when the best thing for you to do is just accept the fact that something is changing, you know, and you don't have to like it. Sometimes you just have to accept what happens and move on and know that it was an experience that was there to teach you more about yourself and how to deal with situations, you know.
It's right. Like, I'm learning that right now.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, it's like most people when like, say, for example, a relationship changes, the nature of the relationship changes, okay, a lot of people call that breaking up. But when, in fact, what it really is just the nature of your relationship has changed. So that, you know, maybe one that was intimate at one time has now gone to a place where there's no contact at all, you know. And one of the parties doesn't want that. So they get frustrated by it, and they get angry, you know, and then they overreact to the situation, which is counterproductive. You know, it's better just to let it go and move on, because something better is waiting around the corner. You know, we just have to get there. You know, but we can't do that if we stay stuck in this thing that's not working, that we want so desperately to work and don't know why it isn't. You know,
right.
Even though the person has clearly told us, we don't want to accept that, you know. Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Thank you so much, then, for your call, for the reading.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
You guys have a good Valentine's Day. What's left of it?
Oh, thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow, Pete. We have 5 minutes left. Maybe a quick call. Does anybody want to call? We have enough time for a little quick call.
A little quickie.
A little quickie for Mr. Pete. Mr. Jedi Pete. How'd you get your name Jedi Pete? You've had that name for years.
I know. Thank you. How did I get that name? I was playing on the internet. Star Wars games, you know, with other people, and you had to create a name, and I couldn't just have Pete, so they said, no, you have to have something else, you have to have a different name, because somebody's already got that name, so I said, well, okay, how about Jedi Pete, just like that, so it just kind of stuck, It was easy to remember. You know.
Well, if you got any words of wisdom to give out there in the next 3 minutes here?
Let me think here.
Like can't force it, got to encourage it along with patience or stay in the moment.
Don't worry about tomorrow. It'll get here before you want it to anyway.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And you can never make up on your sleep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Even though you want to or think you can, you ain't going to do it.
And what you think of me is none of my business, or what others think of me is none of my business, because I and God always know what my business is, and it doesn't matter what other people think or places or things, because I know myself with God.
That's right.
Those are Kathyism and Pete-ism.
Right.
Meditation equals listening to God, and prayer equals talking to God.
Yeah.
And stay in the moment.
Yeah, it'll serve you well.
And don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow worries about itself.
It'll get worries, you faster than you want it.
And worries like a rocking chair, it gets you nowhere.
And the older you get, the faster time moves.
Yeah. Wonder why that is.
I don't know, I guess because you start figuring out that you're running out of it.
Oh, man. Mr. Pete-ism. It was great to have you on the show. I hope you come back sometime.
Well, I'd like to do that. Thanks for asking me.
Well, thank you for being here. And this is Bright Lights Pathfinders. You can Google or Yahoo or search it anyway. BRIGHTLIGHTSPATHFINDERS. Put in any word after that, such as prayer, prophet, reading, code, it, look, see, hear, now. Any word, it doesn't matter. And you can find out some of my writings and some of my thoughts. And it has been a great. Happy Valentine's Day, many prosperities, and may you find the love that you're looking for. This is Listen Up, Tune In, always Thursday nights at 9 Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. Good night, Pete.
Good night, Kathy.
I like ya.
I like you back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Gosh darn, boss, got this here radio, but we ain't got no battery.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday. But you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dagnabbit, you and your BBS radio.
BBS, you know you are the best. Competition come, but them know them can't test. Hey, what's up?